Well, hi there. Welcome back.
So we got a call, Sammy? Well, let's see what we got there. Hi there. You on the air. Who's this?
This is Julie.
Julie, how are you today?
Oh, good, Brett. I'm enjoying your show, as always.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in.
When we're talking about, you know, people using driveways and mutual, you know, whether it's on your property or their property.
Yes.
Is what you didn't bring up, which is an important thing. Is yes. Maintenance. Could you touch on that?
Oh, maintenance is very key. But that's key, that's a key portion of the agreement. When someone is just encroaching on your property and using it, there's obviously not a formal agreement there. But as soon as there's an easement, and thank you for bringing that up, Julie, because that is a very, very key component. And I share this with people all the time when there's an easement involved, both not only for an easement for access, but also an easement for like a shared well or something along that line. There has to be a provision.
Or to get to their farming property, you know, it could have many reasons.
That's exactly right, and that's an access easement. But the easement is not only the right to be able to use that land and cross that land, but it's also the obligation of your mutual participation and the ongoing maintenance of what happens. And the reason that that's so important is, you know, Julie, if you and I lived next to one another and we went out to the fence line and we shook hands and decided that's how it's going to be and I'm going to pay half the bill and you're good with it and I'm good with it and everything's fine, that's great. And that's the way a lot of that's the way a lot of these happen. But unless it's in writing and it's recorded, when you sell your property and I sell my property, maybe the next two neighbors don't get along quite as well as we do. And
That happens.
It happens a fair amount, by golly. And
never say never.
That's exactly right, Julie. And so I think that the maintenance issue, and that's one of the things that I always ask whenever I deal with a piece of property and there's an easement involved, is there a formal maintenance agreement, and can we review that? Because you want to review it to make certain that you understand who's responsible for, you know, whether it's the pump maintenance and the water lines when you're dealing with a shared well, or who's going to grade and do the gravel and maintain the gate and do all that sort of thing for an access easement. And it's really, really important. It's a key component of having a formalized easement. Thank you for sharing that.
Kind of skipped over that one. I know it wasn't intentional, but I'm thinking it was coming to my mind, and I'm like, maintenance agreement.
Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate you calling me out on that, because that's 100% correct. It's probably, there's more dispute. You know what they used to do back in the day? It was pretty funny, but in the cities they used to have the garages in the back, and there'd be one driveway that'd be shared by two houses, and then the driveway would go down between the house and the garages would be in the back of the house. I can't tell you how many disputes arose over that. Because, you know, the ownership had changed a number of times. And, of course, everybody lays claim to the driveway that's going down between their houses. And one side, as the cement starts to go and needs to be resurfaced, you know, one side doesn't want to spend a dime on it. And the other side wants to have it, you know, as smooth as it can possibly be. And it was just amazing how many people would just fight over really nothing in the big picture, you know.
Well, that kind of brings back some memories up, because I grew up in rural America,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, there's and still share driveways to this day with the old wooden garages out back and the disputes, like the Hatfields and the Culls.
Yep.
The one that uses it the most doesn't pay for the maintenance.
That seems to be the way it is. The guy with the heaviest equipment that ruts out the roadway, he doesn't want to pay for it. Well, Julie, thanks for calling in. It looks like they're giving me the hook. They're going to pull me off the stage. I could tell as soon as the music starts there. So I want to thank you.
Okay, gotcha.
You enjoy your weekend.
Have a few solo moments Monday.
I sure will. God bless you as well. Thank you.
God bless.
Uh-huh. Bye now. Hey, thank you all for tuning in. You know, you can always visit my website at AskFredJohnson.com. Always here. Always happy to share anything real estate related. Be happy to help you in any way that I can. Just go to my website, AskFredJohnson.com. Thanks for tuning in to Ask Fred Johnson here on FM News 100, 1110 KBND.